In less than half an hour, Joe had distributed 92 paper cups of tomato juice containing AUM, the drug that promised to turn neophobes into neophiles. He stood in Pioneer Court, just north of the Michigan Avenue Bridge, at a table from which hung a poster reading, "Free Tomato Juice." Each person who took a cupful was invited to fill out a short questionnaire and leave it in a box on Joe's table. However, Joe explained, the questionnaire was optional, and anyone who wanted to drink the tomato juice and run was welcome to do so. AUM would work just as well either way, but the questionnaire would give ELF an opportunity to trace its effects on some of the subjects. A tall, black policeman was suddenly standing in front of the table. "You got a permit for this?"
"You bet,"
said Joe with a quick smile. "I'm with the General Services Corporation, and we're running a test on a new brand of tomato juice. Care to try some, officer?"
"No thanks," said the cop, unsmilingly. "We had a bunch of yippies threatening to put LSD in the city's water supply 2 years ago. Let's just see your credentials."
There was something cold, hard, and homicidal in this cop's eyes, Joe thought. Something beyond the ordinary. This would be a unique guy, and the stuff would affect him uniquely. Joe looked down at the nameplate on the policeman's jacket, which read, "Waterhouse." The line behind Patrolman Waterhouse was getting longer. Joe found the paper Malocalypse had given him. He handed it to Waterhouse, who glanced at it and said,
"This isn't enough. You apparently didn't tell them you were going to set up your stand in Pioneer Court. You're blocking pedestrian traffic here. This is a busy area. You'll have to move."
Joe looked out at the street where crowds walked back and forth, at the bridge across the green, greasy Chicago River, and at the buildings surrounding Pioneer Court. The brick-paved area was an ample public square, and there was clearly room for everyone. Joe smiled at Waterhouse. He was in Chicago and knew what to do. He took a $10 bill out of his pocket, folded it twice lengthways, and wrapped it around a cup of the tomato juice, which he deftly filled from the plastic jug on his table. Waterhouse drained the tomato juice without comment, and when he tossed the cup into the waste basket, the $10 bill was gone.